Shep? He'd turn on a light and sit in plain sight. He'd know better than to risk getting himself shot as an intruder. Dave Duncan. Rainey slid along the wall until she came to the open space of her kitchen and adjoining family room. Two bedrooms and a bathroom to her left. One big space to her right. No sign of life. And then her gaze fell on her sofa, and everything inside her plummeted. It couldn't be. Definitely not. And just after that conversation with Quincy, who would know how to reach inside her deepest, darkest nightmare and rip out her heart? She scrambled for the light, scraped the plaster wall with her fingernails, and still couldn't find the damn little switch. Light, light, she had to see, had to know. It couldn't be. And then she had it. The single overhead light flooded the family room, her old round kitchen table with the pedestal base, her overstuffed chair, her faded, comfy blue sofa, and the shotgun. Propped up against the back cushions of the sofa, five long scratches still scarring the old wooden stock. Time slipped backward. She couldn't stop it. She ran into the kitchen, fumbling with knives, but in her mind, she was 17, and she had just come home from school. Stop it, stop it, stop it! Couldn't be. The gun had gone to evidence storage in Portland. She knew. She'd looked into it. She'd consoled herself with the knowledge that she'd never have to see the damn thing again. She grabbed the first knife she came to, a small paring knife, and yelled wildly, come out, you bastard! But no one answered. Even the owls were silent, while her mother was a headless corpse in the family room, and oh, God, what was that on the ceiling? Oh, God, what is this, dripping down on me? Who are you? Who the fuck are you? Come out where I can see you!